take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Karen, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, Rachel. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
I'm excited about the book we're talking about today. What have you brought in for us?
Yeah, so much buzz about this book already, and it's just come out on Thursday, and it's been rocking out the door.
I'm not surprised.
Dead People I Have Known, the memoir by Shane Carter.
Awesome.
Did it rock your socks?
Yes, it did. Indeed, it did. Okay.
I feel like you had much excitement about this book for a while.
Oh, yeah, because I was lucky enough to read a copy a little while ago, and much anticipated for me because I've long been a fan of Carter's music.
Yeah.
And it didn't disappoint.
That's awesome. That's really good.
And you guys know me, I'm harsh.
Yeah. You don't hold back. So it must be worth it then.
It's really, really great. He is such a good observer and has this amazing kind of x-ray vision and perceptiveness and kind of an awareness and self-awareness that it really comes through in the book.
Right, okay.
Just like these amazing observations. And I'd actually be terrified to be in a room with him because of that kind
He'd
of...
see through you.
Yeah, that x-ray vision. But yeah, it's got this amazing kind of forensic insightfulness. And I think that is such a strength when it comes to memoir.
Yeah. That's like, I think, what makes the difference between like an interesting memoir and like a memoir that really gives you something more about musicians that you really like, or actors or artists or whoever you really like, is when it gives you a bit more of an insight into actually the mechanics of their brain a little bit. That's what I really like about memoirs, at least.
Yeah, I think so too. I think anyone who likes a good autobiography or a music memoir would really love this. And I think it doesn't matter if you don't like the music so much, because it's kind of a lot of New Zealand social and cultural history as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes with those memoirs or those autobiographies, like, it's a plus, obviously, if you enjoy the music, but even if you don't, you can still
get so
really
much
get
out
into
it.
The book.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Like, in some ways, it might make you, like, want to seek out that music or whatever.
Yeah,
because you're like,
yeah,
that's so interesting. Or,
well, actually, this is so perfectly pitched in terms of the balance of what he talks about and writes about. And the way he writes about music that he loves and his own music is amazing. You know, he'd be writing about stuff that I know really well, but the way he wrote about it made me go back and listen to the records.
Yeah.
And it was just the right amount of technical detail as well.
Yeah.
Not kind of...
overwhelming.
Not overwhelming, not too showy. Really, really interesting. Great insights. But it's about music and family and community and identity and place, which is, of course, really important. And it's quite gossy.
I was about to say, I've flicked over to your notes then, I saw the word juicy, and I thought, that's a book for me.
It's quite a juicy read, I think.
Juicy in the sense that, like, it's when you say gossy, what, like,
just, I mean, New Zealand is a small place,
yeah.
And while he doesn't mention names, it's not hard to know who he's talking about, so it is really crack up, like, I cracked up so much reading this book, and I really love his sense of humour, which comes through really strongly. It's quite dry and kind of deadpan, really, really crack up.
But that's something I think also that's really cool about a book like this in a country like New Zealand, where we're small enough that you're half a degree separated from everybody. Is it any person who's had like a moment or a like long part of prolificness in music or any other sort of like fairly public industry, it means that this is kind of a bit of history that's being put down here. You know, this is like a piece of it. It might be coming from very, you know, subjective perspective, but it is still a really significant part of a cultural conversation that's going on as well. Yeah,
he definitely airs a few grievances and is polite enough to not mention names or identify people, but can say something like, this guy lives in a caravan park in Thames and we all know exactly who he's talking about, which is really funny. But another thing that is really beautifully balanced too, I think, is the excavation of dark stories.
Okay.
And
sometimes
they're quite unflattering and honest and embarrassing in the low points, but this is balanced, like I say, with really crack-up moments. So really sharp wit. It's just such a ripper of a book, and it feels very New Zealand to me.
Well, I was going to say, there's all these, like, I was just flicking through the book, and there's all these sort of old film photos from
beautiful different moments
or gigs or, you know, different experiences that he had.
It's actually obviously. It's a lovely, like, the book itself is actually a lovely object.
It's quite well produced. Yeah. Victoria University Press did a really good job with it. I love this book. And I'm really glad that now people are buying it now that it's out and they're reading it, and I'm hearing all the kind of feedback, and I just really want to talk to people about it.
Awesome.
So you've had to hold that in for a while.
Well, yeah,
you?
Just because, you know, not many people had read it.
Yeah.
And it is just one of those ones where you want to, like at home when I was reading it, I was constantly reading bits out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of, my copy's got so many underlinings and notes all the way through it.
Dog ears.
And yeah, dog ears and everything. And I think one thing that gets overlooked in New Zealand music writing is kind of insight into craft.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way Carter sort of delves into this in his book. He sort of talks about his own music in such an interesting kind of way.
Yeah.
And the music that he loves, which I really liked.
There's something that definitely, and this is kind of, I think, translates in TV as well, is watching someone talk about or reading someone talk about something that they're passionate about.
Yeah, totally.
Is always going to be super engaging.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see where all the threads that make up the music of an artist you like come from as well.
Yes,
to kind of get a bit of the idea of how that, sort of the mechanics of that work in their brain too.
It's kind of like you're getting to know them further.
Yeah. And just great insights into growing up. I mean, so many people can relate to this, growing up in kind of small town New Zealand and kind of...
At a time of huge cultural change as well.
Exactly, yeah. And kind of maybe being a bit of an outsider, and music is that thing that kind of makes you feel connected to a community, whether it's one that you make your own or you find. Yeah. So, yeah, I think people will love this book.
People, I think, certainly will.
So just quickly, while we got you here, it's Writers Festival this week.
Yes, I was just about to say.
Top pick?
So I am actually really looking forward to Carter's session with John Campbell on Saturday night. I think that will be really interesting. So definitely
awesome
going to
that. John Campbell's hosting that.
Yeah, he'll be warm and enthusiastic, won't he?
JC. We love JC.
Yeah. And, of course, my session's on Friday morning. No, perfect. Friday, 1 o'clock. So
fantastic.
Elaine Castillo, come along to that if people can.
That'll be brilliant.
Yeah, we'll just be there all Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's going to be a good week for readers and writers out there in Tāmaki. There's lots of really awesome things, actually, on the Writers' Festival this year. I'm looking forward to a few of those, especially.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a copy of this. You guys have a copy at Time Out to give away of Dead People We Have Known, which is Shane Carter's book that we've just been talking about. If you would like a copy of that, flick us a text, 5395, with your name and your B card number, and we'll be in touch with the details. Does that sound all good to you, Karen?
That sounds fine. I was actually going to say email us at the shop.
Email, there we go.
Yeah, why don't you email timeout?
Email
at the
timeout.
Shop, books@timeout.co.nz with Shane Carter in the subject line, and just tell us what your favourite Shane Carter related song is.
That sounds perfect.
And we'll pick a winner this week. Is that all right?
That sounds all right. Cool. That sounds more than all right. So thank you so much for popping in today.
Yeah, and thanks to our friends at Victoria University Press for that giveaway as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.